If the U.S. and China ever wind up fighting it out in the Pacific, the United States Marine Corps will be charged with creating chaos and uncertainty in the region. And the Corps' plan to do that just got a major boost. Adversaries of America, meet your nemesis. Well, really, it's America's nemesis, or the Navy Marine Expeditionary Ship Interdiction System. It's a land-based way to attack ships at sea, and a newly formed USMC Littoral Combat Team in Okinawa is getting 18 of them. While it isn't the first Littoral Combat Team to field the Nemesis, the USMC's 12th LCT will be the first to field the anti-ship battery while also being forward deployed. The Nemesis is essentially a modular missile launcher that fits on the remotely operated ground unit for expeditionary fires or rogue fires from Oshkosh Defense. The Nemesis ROG fires combo gives Marines an autonomous mobile platform that fires two naval strike missiles, which is the same ship-killing weapon many modern naval warships carry. The ROG fires vehicle can also be configured to fire anything a HIMARS can or be used as a logistics transport. It's just the sort of tool needed as the United States military pivots to the Pacific, where the Marine Corps needed to rethink its force posture. Unlike the land wars found in the Middle East, a fight in the Pacific means the Corps is returning to its amphibious roots. So, under the USMC's new force, design the service branch formed three littoral combat regiments. One regiment will be dispersed into combat-ready groups and pre-positioned on remote islands across the Indo-PACOM area of responsibility. There will be a concentration in the first island chain, though, which is a group of islands running from Japan southward. Once on an island, small groups of Marines can pre-position Nemesis launch containers in different locations. So the Rogue Fires unit can basically shoot and scoot, helping to conceal the Marines' exact whereabouts on the island, while also ensuring a stand-in force is ready to respond at a moment's notice.